The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Let's turn to that story. The traffic on the M50 is up 10% since the COVID-19 pandemic. The Transport Infrastructure Ireland produced the data and they shared those results with TDs at an Oireachtas committee meeting this morning. For more on this, we're joined by Shane O'Donoghue, editor of CompleteCar.ie, and Ger Hyland, president of the Road Haulage Association. Shane, are you surprised? These figures are pretty shocking. Are you surprised by them, though?
I must admit, Shane, I'm surprised it's so low. I'm sure like lots of your listeners that use the M50 regularly, it feels like traffic has gone bananas. The increase in congestion and at different times of day now seems to be out of control. Whereas before, you know, you'd have the rush hour in the morning, the rush hour in the evening, even if it was a bit more than an hour always. Now it seems to be any time of the day you could be caught for a long time. So I'm not surprised, not at all surprised.
So what's driving it, Shane? Because I would have thought just more people working from home than pre-pandemic levels. What's driving those that increase on the M50?
I mean, that's more anecdotal. There's a few factors, though. I mean, our economy, and this is interesting, this will link to your other story about the EPA and our limits on climate change. Our economy is booming. And anytime there's a boom in our economy, there are far more people on the road. Every day, driving, working, whatever. So that's a major part of it. So I suspect you'll see across the country, we'll see in similar increases in traffic elsewhere. The other part of it is, of course, that our public transport, because of our economy is booming and because of more people mobile, public transport is creaking. It's not up to scratch. It's not able to cope with the number of people that need it. And people are turning to their cars more and more. But you're seeing that. I mean, I'm based in Dublin, and you're seeing that on a local level, not just people that are commuting, you know, from further outside Dublin. I mean, even inside Dublin.
Okay, stay with us, Shane, because I do want to come back to you. Ger Hyland, president of the Road Haulage Association. This is obviously affecting your members, I imagine.
Affecting our members hugely, the productivity that we're getting from our vehicles now, especially working in and out of Dublin Port, is nowhere near where we need it to be and where it should be. We're paying through the nose for an M50 that is no longer fit for purpose. The congestion on it is just phenomenal. You can lose 20 minutes on it or you can lose 2 hours on it. You can never legislate for what length of time a vehicle's going to take to travel that M50. It's long and never paid for. We've been calling on the government, especially for our members. Some of our members are using that M50 24 hours a day. There's some of our members paying €35,000 per month now in road tolls. Not all on the M50, but it's a significant cost to our members. And we were calling for the government to give our members the M50 free, for the reason being that we are the people who move all the goods in this country. We have no choice. They closed.
Did you not get a big package of measures from the government about a month ago? Are you looking for more?
Then what we got from the government a month ago was long and ever gone before we got it.
Okay, all right.
It was long and ever gone. But anyway, that package is a completely different thing. It was a diesel subvention. It was an aid to the transport industry for the way the cost of fuel had gone. But we're here this evening and we're talking about the M50. We have been calling for a study to be done on an outer ring road around that M50. For example, from Naas the whole way to Drogheda and Dundalk.
If that happened, would that not be filled up really quickly as well, do you think?
Well, are we going to wait until the M50 comes to complete gridlock before we start even doing this?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you do a study on the M50. The amount of extra traffic on a 6-monthly basis on that M50 is frightening. It's getting busier and busier all the time. But not alone that, TII are putting up the costs of that M50 on a regular basis and they're saying that it's index linked to inflation. But there's nothing about the extra money that TII are pulling in from the extra traffic that's on the M50.
Okay, all right. Ger Hyland, President of the Road Haulage Association, thank you indeed for talking to us. Shane O'Donoghue, editor of CompleteCar.ie, is still with us. Shane, what are the solutions here? I mean, is it possible to expand the M50 even more? Could you put a can you put another road on top of the M50? I'm trying to think outside the box here.
That's a nice idea. I mean, around the world, we've seen that there's very good data showing that if you add, say, a lane or two lanes to an existing busy road, it doesn't actually reduce congestion. It does indeed bring in more traffic. The outer ring road is an interesting one because that's different. It would take traffic that doesn't have anything to do with Dublin and keep it further away from Dublin. And that I think has merit, a lot of merit. It'd be very expensive, but I think it's well worth investigating.
Yeah, I suppose the question is, would we make the mistakes we made with the M50 when we built the M50 and then we put, is it four shopping centres along the M50, which has to be, and huge industrial estates along it, so that all has to be adding to the amount of cars on the road, on that road.
Oh, there's no doubt at all. But the issue is, of course, that in the 20 years, you know, it's been there, Dublin has expanded as a big city does, and it's expanded well beyond the M50. So absolutely, it's not what it was originally intended to be, or effectively a ring road for the city. It's not that anymore. It's very much part of the city, and we need other solutions.
Another possible solution is to spread the tolling across the entire M50. Right now, it's restricted to one small section of the M50. I have heard suggestions that if you staggered that across the whole of the M50, that might make a difference in terms of discouraging people from using it.
I'm not sure about that. I think that there was definitely some data a couple of years ago showing that people were actively avoiding the M50 and using local neighbourhoods down around like Lucan and Story Beds and that as a rat run. But I'm just not convinced that's happening so much anymore. And anyway, you know, the M50, if you remove the tolls or spread the tolls, I'm not convinced people are going to move away from it, because you don't want people away from it in those small neighbourhoods either, to be honest. You just want it not to be so busy.
Yeah. Are we getting to a point where it's actually going to stop operating? I mean, I know some people would say it's at that point at critical times anyway, but how bad can this get?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's only certain times of the day that it's crawling along. I don't think there can ever be such a thing where it stopped moving and that's it. Everybody's stuck there forever or anything like that. You know, something definitely needs to be done. The government needs to be looking at this, needs to be planning. And I just feel we're missing something there. And again, like I mentioned, public transport, there's massive work needed there. It's much more to this than one single silver bullet solution that we need, really.
Okay, all right, we will leave it there. Let us know, thank you indeed, Shane O'Donoghue and Ger Hyland. Let us know your own take on it. Do you use the M50? Have you noticed it getting a lot worse in recent years? Don't WhatsApp us while driving, but if you're not driving, let us know. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.